What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 203 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Your donation of any amount could change a life. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Dying Slowly. Welcome back to episode 203 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Dying Slowly. This episode was sent to me as a suggestion from a listener who sent me a poem by Paul Neruda, a Chilean poet who was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. And the poem is called You Start Dying Slowly. What I'd like to do is start out by saying this is going to be another walkabout, and it's like we're going to the Dying Slowly Park and reading this poem together. And as we get to the beginning of the park, the beginning of the trail, there's one plaque with the whole poem on it, and then we'll go down the trail and dig into the different verses in the poem. You ready? Here we go. You start dying slowly if you do not travel, if you do not read, if you do not listen to the sounds of life, if you do not appreciate yourself. You start dying slowly when you kill your self-esteem, when you do not let others help you. You start dying slowly if you become a slave of your habits, walking every day on the same paths, if you do not change your routine, if you do not wear different colors, or you do not speak to those you don't know. You start dying slowly if you avoid to feel passion and their turbulent emotions, those which make your eyes glisten and your heart beat fast. You start dying slowly if you do not risk what is safe for the uncertain, if you do not go after a dream, if you do not allow yourself at least once in your lifetime to run away from sensible advice. Don't let yourself die slowly. Do not forget to be happy. Shaw, that's a deep poem with a lot of stuff in it. So join me as we head down the path and we'll look at this sort of in a couple of verses at a time. Okay? So here's the first stopping point down the path, and it's the first few verses. It says, you start dying slowly if you do not travel, if you do not read, if you do not listen to the sounds of life, if you do not appreciate yourself. And this is one of those walkabouts we've been on where there's journals and people before us have written their thoughts, so we'll be reading them as we go along. The first one in this part says, travel? I've been stuck in this neighborhood for almost 10 years. Whew, does that sound like you? Where your addiction has just made your neighborhood get smaller and smaller and smaller, your world get smaller, and you haven't left the neighborhood in 10 years. The next person wrote, the sounds of life actually keep bringing me down. Every time I hear children laugh, I'm reminded of my kids I lost in my addiction. Yeah, I can see it's a hard thing getting back in touch with those sounds of life when we're slowly dying. Here's the next one. And this guy's got a positive thing he wrote down. I'm going to expand my territory by a block in each direction. I found the courage to walk this trail today, and I'm going to come back. Wow, well done for that guy. And if that's you, where your neighborhood's gotten so small, can you just sort of expand it by a block in one direction or in each direction? Okay, here's the last one at this spot with the journal. It says, I want to start to listen to the joy and laughter of people, to go to the shopping center, to go to a park, to watch people playing sports. Wow. That guy has a plan and many alternatives there to just begin to listen to life, listen to the joy of other people. Okay, let's head down the path a little bit to the next stopping point. And here the plaque says, you start dying slowly when you kill your self-esteem, when you do not let others help you. And I'll open up the journal here, and there's more comments from guys. First one says, I can see how others look at me, how they quickly lock their car doors if I'm standing on the corner. How can I have self-esteem? Wow. Has that been you, where we start to see ourselves the way other people have looked at us for so long, locking their car doors, afraid by our dirty appearance and scruffy clothes, so to speak? The next guy wrote, I hate the person I see in the mirror. Actually, that's why I stopped shaving. Huh. I guess that could be a reason for growing a beard, where if you stop shaving, you don't have to look in the mirror in the morning anymore, and you don't have to see the person that you've become in your addiction. Wow, that's deep. The next guy wrote, there's nothing about me or my life that I'm proud of anymore. Been there, done that, right? Where we felt that we've just become that junkie that everyone else thinks we are, and we've broken so many promises and hurt so many people that there's nothing that we can hold on to with pride anymore. And here's the last comment in the journal at this stop. When I get back to the shelter, I'm going to look at myself in the mirror and see the man inside that I know is good. Sure, that's really a powerful way to end this stop, that we just do look ourselves in the mirror and see that person inside that we know is still deep down inside there. It might only be a small part of our lifestyle now, but we know the good is still in there. Okay, let's head on down the trail a little bit. We come to the next plaque and it says, you start dying slowly if you become a slave of your habits, walking every day on the same paths, if you do not change your routine, if you do not wear different colors, or you do not speak to those you don't know. And what did the guys write here? Let me open up the journal. First one says, I used to think I was in control, but I've learned how I'm a slave to my drugs. Yeah, I've had many, many people over the years tell me, you know, I'm in control, only to tell me later on, yeah, but it was the drugs that controlled me. I wasn't in control for very long. And that made us all a slave to our habits. Here's the next comment in the journal. Wear different colors of clothes? What a joke! I'd be happy just to have clean clothes to put on. Okay, took that one sort of literally where, if you're out on the streets and just sort of living on the pavement or living under the bridges, living in the bush, what do you think about trying to find clean clothes rather than finding colorful clothes to cheer people up? And I think we can look at this, wear different colors, from the standpoint of the expressions on our face also. Can we show pure joy and laughter and smiles and greetings and put happiness on our face as a different color to wear? Here's the last one in the journal. It says, I'm going to contact my counselor and make a plan to change my routine and eliminate negative habits and the stuff I do that keeps me enslaved in my addiction. Okay, I don't know if this is the same guy in each stop who's got these positive comments, but I'm liking them. And can that be you? Can you be encouraged here to see the slave that you've become and to contact your counselor, your coach, your mentor, your support system, or a good friend and say, hey, do you have time to sit down with me and make a plan and be honest with me? Let's talk about those negative habits that I'm holding on to, and the forget the addiction. It's the small habits that I do that keep leading me back to the addiction so that I'm not enslaved anymore. Okay, let's go down to the next stop. Here the plaque says, you start dying slowly if you avoid to feel passion and their turbulent emotions, to which make your eyes glisten and your heart beat fast. Challenge there. Let's see what the guy said in the journal. First one said, the only reason I keep using drugs is to numb my emotions. I don't want to feel them. And the second guy said, I'm actually past emotions. I don't get high anymore. Every day is the same. No passion. Just numb the pain and survive. Is that you? Where, you know, this verse here of where we need to start feeling our passion again, get our heart beating and our eyes glistening. We've been so long since we had real emotions that we don't even know how to get in touch with them anymore. There's one more comment in the journal here. It says, I pray for the courage to share my thoughts and feelings with friends that I can trust. And maybe, just maybe, we could start a small group to do this often. Wow, that's a good plan. We'll go on down the trail. It says, you start dying slowly if you do not risk what is safe for the uncertain. If you do not go after a dream, if you do not allow yourself at least once in your lifetime to run away from sensible advice. Inside the journal, it says, I can't risk ever thinking about living without using. I've found my comforter. It's my safe zone. Shaw. The next comment says, I've had so many broken dreams that I'm afraid to dream again. Is that you? Where there's no reason to even dream, and it'd be fearful because it might only break again. And then the final comment says, I need someone to walk with to figure out how to dream again. New dreams. I keep getting stuck by dreaming to get back everything I lost. Is that you, where you need to figure out how to do new dreams and find new dreams? Okay, let's head on to the end of the park. And there's a final comment from Pablo Neruda from this poem that says, don't let yourself die slowly. Do not forget to be happy. And I think I'll add to that as we close. So if you're slowly dying, make the choice to slowly start living again. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying, that's me, I've been slowly dying in my addiction, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. Message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.